You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Big up Stardome and big up Josh Aldaki, who we've got on the phone. How you doing, Josh?
Kia ora, I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. So excited to speak to you, friend, because I've been driving home around, you know, the moon coming up the last couple of days, and it's been absolutely crazy. It's been insane.
Oh, it's been beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, what's been going on with that?
Honestly, nothing crazy. It's just a full moon. Yeah, it's been really big and bright recently. I've seen it the last few days too when I've been driving also. But yeah, I think a lot of people don't see a full moon often. We get it every month. So whenever people do see it, it's always like, oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is really beautiful. But there's a lot of other things to talk about in terms of space at the moment. Katy Perry's up in the sky.
Yeah, we had this is quite a funny story, I guess, to a degree. But this morning, pop superstar Katy Perry went to space. Which is not a clickbait headline, but yeah, her and five other women went up into space on a 10-minute trip and returned safely this morning, which is quite surreal to kind of say.
Yeah, that is crazy. So how long were they up in space again?
So the entire trip from launching to landing, it's only 10 minutes, and they experience about 4 minutes of weightlessness. So it's what we call like a suborbital flight. So they're not actually going into orbit around the Earth. They're not traveling anywhere. It's basically just going straight up. It throws the capsule into space. They're there for a couple minutes. They experience zero G, and then they come back to Earth. So the entire thing was over in just under 11 minutes.
That's incredible. It would have been a long 11 minutes for the people on board. Who funded the trip?
Well, that's the thing. It's Katy Perry obviously is very wealthy. She's, you know, a huge pop star. She's been around for years. But one of the women on the trip she's the fiance of Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is the one who owns this company, which is Blue Origin. So I think we don't know the financials behind the trip, but I think it had been funded by Blue Origin. So, you know, I don't know if a lot of these people actually paid for their, you know, seats, because this rocket and, you know, these missions that they do, this is part of space tourism. So a lot of people actually pay to do this stuff, which, you know, is, I don't really know how I feel about that yet, but
yeah.
I mean, if I was a millionaire, I probably would pay to go to space, to be honest.
Yeah, I would also pay to go to space. It's crazy. In actual astronaut news, though, the Fram 2 astronauts have taken some incredible footage of Earth's poles. They're on a 4-day mission.
So yeah, this was a pretty cool mission. I remember when we had Spaced Out 2 weeks ago, they had just launched.
Yeah.
So the mission's over now, so they've come back to Earth. But yeah, they've been sending back these really incredible videos. And it's the first crewed mission where we had humans actually directly orbiting over the poles. So over those 4 days, they were crossing the North and the South Pole about every 40 minutes. And the video, it's really incredible. You know, we don't see the poles like this, you know. We're so used to seeing like a blue planet. But the views they had, it's just this, you know, barren white world. And it looks like that, you know, they're on another planet. It's really, really stunning.
Wow, big day for conspiracy theorists who believe that the poles are just holes. So that's incredible.
It's funny because you used to get, you know, the whole, it's flat, you know, the whole ice wall. And then now that private companies do it, it's, oh, well, no, that's also fake and, you know, this and that. But, you can't win them all.
Can't win them all. And in other news, talking about not winning them all, the White House is proposing to slash funding to NASA. What's all this about?
Yeah, this is a less fun story, but obviously there's been, you know, kind of huge political shifts in the States at the moment, and that's now trickling into NASA and the space industry. But the White House has basically proposed to cut about half of NASA's Earth space science. So that's the, you know, that's the department of NASA where they're looking after our climate, they're monitoring climate change, wildfires, you know, rising ocean temperatures, all of the things that are affecting our planet. And that's a really big part of what NASA does, is actually monitoring and looking after our world, so we have this data. It's to see this, if they, you know, do this and they cut half of their budget, that's a massive, massive loss, because NASA are the leaders in this and they do the most in terms of monitoring our planet. So it's not a great thing, really.
Yeah, massive loss. That's a damn shame. And you have one more thing for us to talk about. I'm not sure if you knew this. But I heard that it's your birthday today.
It is, yes.
Happy birthday, Josh. That's crazy.
Thank you.
Moon coming out. I thought I'd just you know, throw that one in there too. You're special. Happy birthday, friend.
Thank you. I thought it was very fitting that Katy Perry went to space on my birthday. I'm lucky enough to say that now.
Forever, when people search up your birthday, it'll be the day Katy Perry went to space.
Yeah, and the other thing I say is it's also the day the Titanic sunk. So you can pick either of those historical events.
I don't know which one is. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
hey, now you'll never forget my birthday.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Josh. Appreciate you.
All right, no worries. Ka kite.
Have a good one.
Spaced out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.